At the height of the AIDS crisis in the mid-1980s, the Food and Drug Administration banned men from giving blood if they had sex with another man even once since 1977. Many gay rights activists called that discriminatory back then, and they still do today. Inspired to give blood following Orlando's nightclub massacre, some lawmakers are looking to change that policy. WSF's Julio Ochoa has the story.
Orlando Representative Alan Grayson has joined 129 members of Congress who asked the Food and Drug Administration to eliminate restrictions on gay men donating blood. Colorado Representative Jared Polis says the restrictions are outdated and discriminatory.
I'm confident the FDA will be moved to look at the science that shows that, in fact, there is nothing inherently different about the blood of gay or bisexual Americans.
Grayson says he plans to introduce a bill that will provide more money for blood testing to make donations safer for everyone.
What we're hoping to do is to make these determinations based upon genuine risk factors and risky behavior rather than sexual orientation, but also to use this to actually improve public health.
In December, the FDA moved from a lifetime ban on blood donations from gay men to a one-year celibacy requirement. Julio Ochoa, WUSF 89.7 News.